Let us pray. Dear God, our Father, our hearts and minds are filled to overflowing with thanks and praise to you, because we understand in some minute degree all that you have done to bring us to this point of the year. 11 months have passed, and now, oh God, we're in the last month of the year, and the blessings that we have received from you have been many. It may not have looked like we wanted for it to look, but we acknowledge, oh God, your consistency. We acknowledge, oh God, your security. We acknowledge, oh God, your hand that provides and protects. And we just want to thank you, Lord, and all that you have done for us in the past, oh God. We're asking that you would do it again. We can't make it without you. And then, oh God, I thank you for this person that I am privileged to pray with and for. I hope and pray that all is well with them, but Father, the reality is the way the world is now and the rapidity in which things can change and occur is at such a pace. Until the last time, they may have been all right, but now it's a problem. God, I don't know. But whatever time this meditative moment catches up to this person, Father, I just pray that they would know your peace and that you would give them the kind of peace that comes from the inside. Oh God, I'm asking now that you would give them the ability to just exhale and to breathe out things that have been stressing them, that have been causing them concern, that have been keeping them up at night, that have been interfering with their day. Oh God, I just pray for this person right now. I lift them up to you. And I ask, oh God, for you to allow them to feel your presence, even so much so that they are comforted, that they are reminded, that they are assured and at peace. In the name of Jesus, I not only ask this for this person, but for their families, oh God. And dear Master, as we cannot inform you of anything, we must acknowledge the fact, oh God, that people are leaving here and sickness is out of control. And for the fact that this person and myself, oh God, can hear and respond and articulate this prayer is proof that you have been taking care of us, oh God. So, dear Master, I lift up this person's health to you. I pray, Father, that you would keep them healthy and strong. In the name of Jesus, keep them, oh God, agile and mobile. And keep them, oh God, away from all hurt, harm, and danger. We pray, Father, that you would keep all kinds of sicknesses away from this person. In fact, we shut them down right now. In the name of Jesus, any known or unknown illnesses that this person, oh God, can be dealing with, we rebuke and shut down in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this is not wishful thinking. This is faithful knowing that you have power. And your name is the greatest name, and your power is the greatest power. So, oh God, we're not delusional about what you can do. And I'm asking God for healing to manifest for this person, Father. Whatever is wrong, I'm asking for you to make it right, oh God. I'm asking for you to let your miraculous power manifest for this person, oh God. You get glory. You get glory. And Father, we will tell of your goodness. So I pray, Father, for this person's health in the name of Jesus. Now, the days that are to come, Father, we give them to you right now. And we know that sometimes our paths are plagued with problems. And sometimes we ask for exemption, but we know that's not the reality. Because you use our tests to train us, our trials to develop us, our mistakes to teach us, oh God. But when the day is done, Father, we want to look more like Jesus. And we know that you use these different things to bring about your own will and purposes for our lives. Oh God, just give this person a great day today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. If you are not saved, I hope that you will give your life to Christ before it's everlasting too late. Salvation is free because Jesus paid for it for us. That's a conversation that can be lengthy, but that's the simplicity of the evangelistic cry that salvation is free and all you have to do is acknowledge that you need him, believe that he's the only begotten Son of God, that he died and rose again after 3 days. And if you can confess that because you believe it, the Bible says you shall be saved. I would love to hear from you or to at least hear of you. Please make that decision. And before we let this fade into oblivion and just out there in the cloud somewhere being unused, will you be so kind to think of someone who may need it and then forward it to them? You never know, you may make their day or in fact their eternity. Send it to them. And until next time, this is Pastor C. Ramont Morris of the Bethel Baptist Church of Brooklyn, New York. I love you. Take care and bye-bye.